Well, strengthening whānau futures, Ngāti Ine Health Trust and Plunkett have been uniting for Tai Tokoro. Tamati Shepherd Wipiti is joining us, Chief Executive of Ngāti Ine Health from Te Whānau Apanui, Ngāti Kahu. And this MOU with Whānau Āwhina, or Plunkett, is to advance mokopuna-centred care across Tai Tokoro. E te rangatere, Tamati, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us this morning on Wāte, Ngā Mihi.
Morena, Dale.
Thank you for your time. So tell us about this tie-up between Ngāti Ine Health, Plunkett, a well-established organisation, of course, and now an MOU. What does that involve and what was the aim of this partnership, Tamati?
Kia ora, Dale. The MOU was effective from 1 December this year. We've come together to establish a kaupapa-driven framework for reciprocal support, so supporting each other and our organisations, around whānau-centred service delivery. So what does that actually mean on the ground? Well, from an equity perspective, it's really important, Dale. Our numbers are really high in Ngāti Ine. We had 1,400 beautiful babies born in the past year, and we work really hard to get to all our babies to make sure our babies, our mamas and our papas are well. But that's actually a real stretch for both organisations together. We know we can reach more of our babies and support more of them. That's really important, and particularly in areas like Whangarei where the GP shortage is severe. I can tell you from my own perspective, I've just had a little baby, her name is Matariki. It took me 3 months to get in to see my GP for her six-week appointment. Now, I was really lucky because I had a Tamariki order nurse, her name is Mari Noor. And she was fabulous, and the doctor was very happy when I found that out. But actually, that's not good enough for our parents. That's not good enough for our babies. So working together with Plunkett, we're looking to try and improve equity of access for our whānau, our babies. That's a key example.
Tēnā koe, and congratulations to Tamati on the birth of your beautiful kōtiro. Tēnā koe. So Plunkett, at times too, have stretched resources, likewise an organisation like Ngāti Ine Health. What are some of the on-ground challenges servicing our whānau in the north throws up, Tamati? Is it geographical and getting to far-flung rural Pēpi? Or what are some of the issues that you're grappling with collectively?
Yes, we've got a real issue around distance in the north. Our nurses, both Plunkett and Ngāti Ine's nurses, travel many, many miles every year to reach our babies, to reach our whānau. They're often down roads that are quite hard to get to and in difficult weather, impossible to get to. So distance and roads is a real issue. We have all the deprivation index at play too. We've got whānau who have high social needs that we need to be able to cater for those. So importantly, it's not just about the baby, but actually we look at the whole whānau and their needs, their housing needs, issues going on in their home, kai to feed baby, as well as to pay the rent and the power bill. So all of those things are issues at play too. So they all play to be barriers against access to our whānau, and working with Plunkett has been a real match made in heaven, because we both have a service model which is able to reach our whānau in the home, in the communities with mobile services, and working together on that, we can extend our reach together.
Tēnā koe. So what exactly does the MOU do or expect? Will you provide funding or cover base where Plunkett can't? I mean, how, in real terms, are you going to collaborate, Tamati?
In real terms, thank you, Dale. In real terms, it's about collective learning. It's about combining our learning strategies. It's about using our data to better reach our whānau together. It's about strengthening both the collective impact of both organisations. And I talked about the numbers before. That's actually really important. You know, with alone, we could probably get to about just under halfway of the 1,400 babies of Plunkett. You know, we can get to close to 70% of coverage. So that's really important. at a very practical level, yes, it does mean we utilise each other's facilities. I'll give you an example. We've run two really successful autism clinics. This is clinics for mama and papa who are at home with a child with autism or for those children themselves. That's a really big issue. Often our whānau are waiting 2 years to receive a diagnosis, and so they're struggling on their own. So we've set up with the youth of Plunkett's facilities groups where our whānau can come in, and they've been oversubscribed, Dale. We're at capacity, and we use the Plunkett facility because actually it's the most kid-safe facility you can use for those sorts of wānanga. So that's at a very practical level what that looks like. You know, if I think about other issues, yeah, we're working really closely together on the issues that we have in relation to our nurses being on their own in cars, on their own in homes. That presents health and safety risks that are quite unique, and we're working together on those. So it's real collaboration. We've got a thing in the North Dale. We're used to doing our lot and achieving amazing things with not a lot of money, and that's through mahi tahi, that's through working together. That's what we're doing with Plunkett.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Some of our whānau are in extreme distress too, and I've been talking recently about this wave of methamphetamine use that is occurring in our countries, and many families have been caught up in it. It's not just a Māori issue, of course, tamati.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can take the eye off the ball on the welfare of those tamaiti in families that are under distress, really, I guess, with addiction issues, etc. Will make visiting some houses, you know, very confronting for our own people as well, but certainly for Plunkett staff also. What sort of efforts are you putting in to prepare both who may visit these sorts of homes to prepare them for what they might encounter, bearing in mind just how prevalent the issue has become?
Yes, we have quite defined policies and protocols around how we enter a whānau home, and so there's a risk analysis done before we do. And that's not just to look at the sorts of issues that you just mentioned, but actually look at what are the other supports that we might need to offer that whānau. So we think quite holistically about what's going on in that whare before we go. Then we take precautions when we go, you know, the active use of duress processes and the like. But the key thing is training and support of our kaimahi, and that's one of the areas where we're doing that really closely together with Plunkett.
An example of Māori manamotohake, tino ranga tiritanga, i.e. we're charting our way forward ourselves, but also collaborating with, well, it's not a government department, but it's certainly a well-established national entity, Plunkett, again, upholding and strengthening mokopuna futures. It must be satisfying that we're able to have this MOU and at the same time sort of protecting our rights to chart a way forward, tamati?
Absolutely, Dale. And if you ever are missing the vibe, you should come to one of our clinics in whānau. We'd love to have you up here. You will just be smiling from ear to ear watching these beautiful babies and their parents interact with ourselves and Plunkett. I think this really came to life. I mean, MOUs are on a paper, but when you really need to test whether or not that MOU has forged the relationship based on trust, we saw this during measles. We had to respond during measles. We had to open our clinics literally within 12 hours of the outbreak being notified. We did that. And then on the Monday, we realised, Saturday, Sunday, we opened our clinics. On the Monday, we realised, oh my gosh, we're going to have to extend to community outreach. So by the Monday, we had 4 clinics operating and 7 outreach clinics, which means our nurses went in deeper into the communities where we have measles to vaccinate and to help protect our whānau. We could only do that because whānau āwhina Plunkett came and ran our clinics. So I had the beautiful nurses in their purple shirts, so their purple and blue cars parked outside the clinics, running our clinics. Now, you get to that point because you've built a relationship based on trust, based on your alignment of your values and respecting each other's tino ranga tiritanga. So Big ups to my frontline nurses and the front and Plunkett frontline nurses, because that's how we did measles.
Well, I'm pleased that it's a successful goal and formula that you've pulled together here. And it's early days for this MOU, operational as of the 1st of this month, but encouraging signs already. Tamati Shepherd, Wipiti, joining us from the north, the Chief Executive of Ngāti Hine Health. All the best to you and your young whānau too, Tamati. Thanks very much for sharing some perspectives with us on Wāte. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora,
Ngā mihi. You're with Urban Māori Radio. Atamari e te whānau. Good to have you with us.